I would say more of the day-to-day. I always look at it like my job is just a great job to have. Like, spending every day out on Lake Superior, is that that's the way I look at it, is that not a lot of people get to have a job out on Lake Superior. And I don't take it for granted any day of the week.
Thank you, thank you, and welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life, showcasing Copper Harbor from the inside and the power of kindness, connection, and community. I'm your host, Amanda Wise, and it's great to be here. We were hoping to be in the studio today, but it's such a lovely morning that we're out on the front porch watching the town go by. So pardon any noise that may roll by. Hopefully it's early enough in the day. But today's guest has been in the harbor every summer of his life for 22 years. And he's taken on an important service that was very much missed when it left the area a few years ago. He runs Noah's Ark Charters. Please welcome Noah Jukery. Hi, Noah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah. So your family, I got to start out with this because it's just so cool. So your family has run the Bella Vista Motel.
Yep.
And tell us what it's like being a kid growing up in the summers doing that.
It's awesome. It's kind of like, I always say it's a summer job and a summer camp, just kind of rolled into the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice in the spring once school gets out, everyone moves down here, and then you just, for the 2 week buffer period where before people come in, you kind of have the town to yourself just to roam around and play, and then you're working first half of the day, and then you're playing the second half. That's kind of how every summer's been.
Wow, that is so cool. And I know that you guys work hard over there. Like, you guys, every time I go past the Bella Vista, I know you have quite a few siblings. So it's always, look at them. That one's hauling a cart of sheets, and that one's cleaning. And
Everyone's got their own chores, even the little boys.
Aw, do you guys kind of get to pick the things that you're good at or the things that you like to do? Or how does that work?
Kind of just gets assigned. Like, my sisters have been and are cleaners right now, and then the boys kind of take care of like the landscaping and the little chores around there.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Are you the oldest then?
The second oldest.
Second oldest. Yep. Wow.
Oldest boy.
Oldest boy. Wow, that's so cool. Well, thanks for telling us a little bit about your family. Yeah. Now everyone's wondering, how did you get started doing this charter service?
So probably around in high school, my mom and my dad were sitting in the kitchen, and the people that had previously done it have stopped for probably, I don't know, it would have been like 4 or 5 years at that point. And then my mom goes, "Well, Noah, you should pick that up. Like, you should start doing that." And I'm like, right away, I'm like, nah, it doesn't seem that great. And then, like, a day of thinking about it, like, it's, like, when you think about it, it's a no-brainer. You know, who wouldn't want to have a job that's on the water every day? And then, it's a great business opportunity as well. And then, so we talked to my dad about it and everything, and we decided we're going to do it together as a partnership. And so he's kind of teaching me how to run a business, and it's been a lot of fun. Probably from there, it was got everything up and running in 2022, so it's our third season in business. It's been awesome so far.
Wow, that's great. And I love that you kind of made it your own operation too. You know, it used to be just the service to the lighthouse was the service to the lighthouse, but tell us about what else you offer.
So when you already have that, the boats going to the lighthouse, there's people that don't really care about the lighthouse as well. You know, there's plenty of people that want the lighthouse, but you know, some people just want to be out in the water. So then we offer just plain and simple boat rides, you know.
Cool.
And then people want to go fishing as well. So it's like when you have that opportunity, why not branch out for other opportunities? Yeah, and then we do, there's more lighthouses around the area that people don't get to see, like the Manitou lighthouses. So we do that as well.
Wow, awesome. Yeah. Oh, I didn't even realize that. I just interviewed about the Manitou Lighthouse from the last episode.
Yeah.
And so we was wondering, were wondering if anything goes out there. Yep. Oh, very cool. Noah's Ark Charters, folks.
Yeah.
They'll get you there. That is so cool. So I've seen you cruising around out there on your boat, and it's like such a sweet boat. What kind of boat is that?
It's a Robalo, 20-foot center console.
Okay.
After our first year, we went down to the Chicago Boat Show in January and just kind of checked it out. I didn't think, neither of us thought we were going to buy a boat when we went down there. But, you know, for the first summer, we just used my dad's 20-foot Crestliner.
Okay.
Which worked great, but you couldn't really run in the, you know, the average wind for Lake Superior. People would get wet, you know, which isn't really a problem. They didn't mind, but, you know, you kind of want to keep people dry.
Yes.
So yeah, we were kind of knew that brand was good. It was a quality brand at a good price. So we went and checked it out, and then lo and behold, we found out that the boat show knocks off 20%.
Wow.
So at that point, like, if you're going to make that big of a purchase, you kind of want to get a deal like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes us look more like an actual business than running out of a fishing boat, which fishing boat worked good again. But, you know, that boat is the Robalo that we have now is people love it. You know, you get a lot of compliments on it, and we're lucky to have it.
Yeah, that thing is sweet. I love watching you. How fast does it go?
Fastest I've gotten was 45.
Miles an hour?
45 miles an hour.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what's the furthest you've ever taken it in one trip? Whether it's personal or business.
Furthest was probably all the way around the point. It was actually a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Over to Keystone Bay.
Cool.
So, but I've actually done the math on it. We can go to the island.
Isle Royale,
back and forth a couple times.
Wow.
So there's a lot of gas. There's a big gas tank in it.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
And then last question about the boat. I mean, it's so cool. I just have to keep asking, but where do you keep it in the winter then?
We store it in Dollar Bay.
Oh, okay. They have a storage unit there. Okay,
yep.
Awesome. Wow, very cool. So what kind of training did you have to do to get to start this service?
It was kind of a pain, to be honest. It was, we got our the training done in 2020, so right in the middle of COVID.
Boy.
So we were you're supposed to go downstate to do it, but because of what was going on, we were able to just do it on the computer, which worked out nice.
That is
so
nice.
When nothing was going on, we were able to knock this out in 2 weeks. So it's 9 to 3 on Zoom for 2 weeks every day.
Okay.
And then there's 5 50 question exams that you have to take. And then from there, once you get the training done, there's a whole list of things that you have to do, such as like a drug test, physical. You need references, and then you need your sea service, which is like you need 90 days of on the water in the past 2 years, and then like 365 in the past 5 years.
Wow.
So you got to record all that, and then you submit it, and then they say it's a 90-day turnaround. So it takes a long time for them to accept it. So, yeah. It's quite the process.
Yeah, so, I mean, just hearing all that makes me kind of think that maybe that's why a lot of people didn't just jump on this, like, let's go take people to the lighthouse.
It sounded a lot easier said than done as we were talking about it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I don't know if we would have done it if we knew how, like, long it would have been, because then you have to get, you know, with our Crestliner to get going, we'd had to get a radar, you know, we had to get all these regulations along with the boat. Instead, like, in addition to the lighthouse or the captain's license stuff.
Yeah.
And then you had to work it out with the lighthouse and the park, which they've been super awesome about it.
Oh, that's like, great to hear.
Yeah. Like, very ideal partnership we have with them.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So I got a quick question. So you'd actually take them on a tour when you're out there then?
No, it's pretty much self-guided.
Oh, self-guided tour.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
But we've brushed up on our knowledge. Like, we've read a couple books about it.
Okay.
So if they have questions, we're happy to answer.
Awesome.
But I feel like people enjoy the, because it's such a quiet place out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was a tourist, I don't know if I would want someone blabbing all the time about it. I would appreciate just the quietness and then just reading up about it, because pretty much all the information is in there.
It's,
you know,
right,
there's
there,
exhibits
yeah.
set up and everything. But yeah, that's cool. The way we like it, and people like it as well.
So say I want to take a tour to the lighthouse. What do I do, and how does that whole operation go from the tourist perspective?
So we've kind of told all the businesses around here that if people ask about it, just send them right to the Bella Vista.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of run from there. If they have any questions about it, you know, just send them to the Bella Vista, and we'll be happy to help them from there. That's where our system is. That's where you can get checked in and paid, or we take walk-ins a lot. You can go inside of 20 minutes if you need to, if you're interested in it. Otherwise, we have online booking. We have our website.
Okay.
Probably a mixture of those two is how you wanted to do it.
Nice. And so it's their appointment time, and they get to the boat, and how long does it take to get over to the lighthouse?
About 10 to 15 minutes.
10 to 15.
That's so bad. I mean, we could probably make it in like five to eight if we wanted to, but we like to take our time.
Everyone gets a new hairdo in 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. but we like to kind of do a loop in the harbor.
Oh, lovely.
Just because, again, some people just want the boat ride, you know, so we don't want to rush that. But yeah, just kind of a process. And then we run every half hour. On the busy days, it's every half hour. So then we'll have someone out at the lighthouse, and then the boat will just come right back to the dock and pick up more people.
Nice. Oh, that's very cool.
So that also helps with the you get more people out there if you're not doing a tour guide every group. If it's self-guided, you're just bringing people out there.
Sure. And then before the day is done, even if you're going every half an hour, not everyone doesn't have to return in that half hour, do they?
No, no. Oh, okay. Yeah, we don't really put a time limit out there.
Okay, lovely.
You know, some people just want to sit on the water and just, you know, look
so
for
nice.
Rocks. Otherwise, people are like, the average time is about 40 to 50 minutes. Mm-kay. People are out there.
So just before the day is done, you make sure everyone's off.
Yep.
And
yep.
back up.
Got to do a sweep of the place.
And, okay.
Yep. There's really no more than three groups out there at a time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And I'm sure you have everyone's information if you saw someone was missing.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, funny. Cool. So what is your favorite service as a captain? What do you love to do the most?
That's a tough one.
Ooh.
I never really thought about that. I think, I don't know. I just like the busyness of the lighthouse tours. You know, when you're on the boat and it's a super busy day, the days fly by. So yeah, I would say that. You know, and on the nice days too, when you're in the harbor and it's nice and warm, those are probably my favorite.
Lovely. And I was curious if you like to do the, like you go out for a sunset sometimes too,
yeah,
right?
We do sunsets as well, yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Oh, that's so lovely. You get to watch the sun sink right into the lake.
Exactly, yeah.
I love that. And you don't even have to drive up Brockway Mountain with everyone else.
Nope. No. Nope.
That is pretty nice. Oh, very cool. I really appreciate you filling this niche in the harbor, and I'm sure a lot of people do too. Mm-hmm. So is there anything else you want to say about this charter service?
It's just a fun job to have.
Great.
You know, I don't take it for granted at all. People are happy that we're doing it, and you know, we are too.
That's awesome. Yeah. I like that you even have a sign. I noticed when I go throw rocks with my little guy by the creek, the Fanny Hole Creek.
Yeah.
That you have a sign, like, hey, you want to get to the lighthouse?
Yeah.
Contact us. That's cool, because so many people go there.
Yeah, that was the thought process where, like, you know, I'm sure, even now, like, it's our fault that we have to do more advertising, because there's people that still don't know that there's a way to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
They go and try to find the road, and then they just kind of call it a day at trying to get to the lighthouse after that, after getting turned away by that road.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the thought process. Like, oh, I wonder if there's a way to get out there. And then you see the sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely more advertising to be done.
Yeah, people still ask me, because I do so much PR for the harbor and stuff. Like, they're like, how do I get out? I'm like, oh, Noah's Ark Charter. So it's just, it's so great to finally give an answer for that. I'm so happy about that. Thank you. So what else, like, do you like to do for fun here?
Me and my brothers go mountain biking. Mm. We try to get out a few times a week.
Nice.
So that's a great workout to have. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the routine, is just work, mountain bike, and then sauna, swim at the end of the day.
Wow. Yeah. You do have it made.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
That's so lovely. How, it's just, that's so great that your family gets to grow up here on the summers and mm-hmm. do all that stuff.
Yep.
Wow, that's so awesome. Good for you. This is really fun because I didn't know much about you when I asked you to do an interview, and instead of trying to look it all up, I just wanted you to surprise me with mm-hmm. these things. So thank you so much. And we can all be surprised together listening here. It keeps us young. And you're probably the youngest person I've ever interviewed besides my son. So I'm really curious, do you have any wise words for us?
Wise words. I don't know. I don't know if I have any wise words for you.
Oh,
I don't know if anyone would want to listen to me.
Well, why not?
I don't know. I love saying that I'm very lucky to have a job that I enjoy, that I can't wait to do, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I look forward to the weekend, but at the same time I look forward to Monday as well.
Mm.
You know, I understand it's a lot easier said than done, that not everyone gets to do that, but you know, now it's kind of taught me that I won't ever go back to a job where I don't enjoy, you know, where I'm just waiting for the weekend.
That is actually really beautiful, and I think a lot of people needed to hear that. So thank you. Oh, well, I think my little guy and I are going to have to get out for a tour
for sure.
with you guys.
For sure.
Sounds so fun. He'll love that. And so should you, dear listener. Get out there, Noah's Ark Charters, and see what's out there. Oh, how fun. Well, thanks so much for listening to A Fresh Air Inspired Life. Till next time, do something that makes you excited about Mondays, and be good to yourself. Ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da. Ba-ba-da-da-da.